At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The State Senate Health and Human Services Committee this morning will take up three abortion-related bills. The bills include creating penalties for doctors who perform late-term abortions and requiring the burial of fetal remains. Last month, a federal court blocked a state rule on fetal remain burials. Dallas City and county leaders have partnered with organizations to tackle homelessness. Bill Zeeble reports the partnership is intended to create a system of accountability.
As it rained outside Dallas City Hall, Mayor Mike Rawlings recalled that when he was the city's homeless czar for 5 years, weather was a constant concern.
They get wet. They get cold. They realize that they're at the nadir of their lives. And so whenever I see bad weather coming, that's the first thought that I have for these homeless.
Now, Rawlings says he'll have a partner in County Judge Clay Jenkins to help prevent and end homelessness. The county and city are forming a group that will oversee others already involved in reaching the homeless. Toward that effort, organizations like Parkland Hospital and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will join business groups and citizens. The group will even include three homeless or the formerly homeless. Rawlings says it's time for an oversight group like this.
This was the big issue that I saw we faced. A lot of people were out doing good work, but it was not coordinated, and we didn't work together the way we should.
Judge Jenkins said this effort, aimed at ending homelessness, should result in more funding on top of the millions the county already spends. He also hopes the move inspires more citizen involvement, as opposed to people leaving the government to handle it.
None of us are doing enough on homelessness. We're all going to come together to prevent and end homelessness. If your church or your group does after school or diapers or whatever you do, we got kids that are homeless that need diapers. There's nothing that you're doing out there to help people that you can't have some skin in the game on the homeless fight.
Elected city and county officials will appoint members to the new organization, but first they have to approve the plan. City Council members will get briefed on the plan today. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Even if you aren't a refugee or from one of the countries listed in President Trump's travel ban, the policy could have a direct effect on your health. The ban is on hold for the moment, but it's put a spotlight on doctors in the U.S. who hold foreign passports. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs series, Lauren Silverman reports these physicians often serve in areas where there aren't enough doctors.
Patients at Christus Pediatrics in Alexandria, Louisiana, were some of the friendliest people Dr. Mohamed Tassif ever worked with. They'd drive long distances to see him and often bring gifts.
It's a small town, so they will sometimes bring your chicken, bring the eggs, bring the homemade cakes.
One woman even brought him a puppy.
That was really nice.
Tassif is from Pakistan. After going to a top medical school there, he applied to come to the U.S. to train as a pediatrician. It's a path thousands of foreign-born medical students follow every year, a path that's been around for more than a half century. And like most foreign-born physicians, Tassif came on a J-1 visa. That meant after training, he had two options: return to Pakistan or work for 3 years in an area the government has identified as having a provider shortage. He chose to work with mostly uninsured kids in Alexandria, Louisiana.
That was a challenge, but on a personal level, it was rewarding as well that you are taking care of people that who there aren't many to take care for.
International medical graduates have been a resource to provide medical care to areas that don't otherwise have access to physicians.
Andrew Gurman is president of the American Medical Association. He says the U.S. has a persistent primary care shortage, particularly in rural areas.
With the current uncertainty about those physicians' immigration status, we don't know whether or not these areas are going to receive care.
And the care is top-notch. A study just published in the journal BMJ shows Medicare patients treated by doctors from foreign medical schools get just as good care, and sometimes better, than those treated by U.S. medical graduates. Today, there are about 280,000 international medical graduates in the U.S., and about one in four doctors practicing here. Some are U.S. citizens who've gone abroad for medical school, but most aren't.
They don't all have permanent visas, so a lot of them are concerned about what their status is going to be, whether they can stay, whether they can go home to visit family and still come back. And the communities that they serve have similar questions.
The uncertainty is hitting medical schools at a tough time. Dr. Salahuddin Kazi is in charge of recruiting top students from across the world for the University of Texas Southwestern's residency program.
Typically, we have 3,000 people applying for our 61 positions. Of those 3,000, at least half of them are international medical graduates.
Applicants find out their program match in March and start working in June. That gives them about 90 days to get a visa. Kazi worries this year that won't be long enough and that students from countries included in the travel ban won't be let in.
And that, would create hardship for the hospital, for us, and for our remaining residents.
Patients here at Los Barrios Unidos Community Clinic in Dallas rely on foreign-born doctors. Remember pediatrician Dr. Tosif? After he left Louisiana, he got a job here.
So this is our pediatric building that we're entering.
Six of the 30 physicians who work at this clinic are from other countries. Tosif says they're all educated to do the same thing.
As a physician, being a foreign medical graduate, U.S. medical graduate, a Muslim doctor, a non-Muslim, we are trained to look for signs and symptoms. We do not look at anybody's color. We are not trained to look at anybody's religion or ethnicity.
Tosif, who's been in America for 13 years, will apply for U.S. citizenship next month. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, the White House is coming under increasing pressure to explain President Trump's relationship with Russia following the resignation of his national security advisor, Michael Flynn, and the mysterious death of the half-brother of North Korea's leader, thought to have been poisoned. NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. In the forecast, sunny skies, high around 58, overnight low 38. It's 44 degrees now in Dallas, 42 degrees in Fort Worth,